everybody. Welcome to Mom Said. My name is Gabe Gibbs.
And you'll never know my name.
Her name is Allie Gibbs. And this is a podcast made by three adult siblings, but it's not about that.
But it's not about that.
It's often about that. We do need to apologize, and we do so in this episode, that we did forget a crucial element of the episode last episode. But don't worry, we recover.
Totally. Like we always do. We're champions.
Yeah.
This week we talked about bonking. We talked about dresses with pockets.
Yes.
We talked about, God, some really exciting stuff.
And unfortunately, this is the last episode of Mom Said ever.
What?
Just kidding. April Fools.
You honestly got...
I got you.
Me.
You were like, what?
Honestly. Anyway, this is not the last episode. We'll see you every Wednesday forever. So hit it, Grant.
Mom Said.
Da, 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 da. I love you. How's that go? I love you.
I love you just the way you are.
Boom, 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 boom.
I love you just the way.
I don't want clever conversation.
Please. Please.
Never wanna work that hard.
Please. Hi, everyone. I saw a meme of Billy Joel, who sings this song that you've been singing.
Familiar.
I saw a meme of him playing the harmonica, and someone said that he looks like Anakin Skywalker when they take the mask off. Have you seen that? Oh, wait. That's going to land for a couple of you.
Sorry. It'll land for me.
Yeah? Because you know about...
how Anakin Skywalker is Darth Vader.
Great job.
And also...
Luke's father. Huge
bug on the ground.
It's a cricket, bro.
What?
Oh, we get crickets
all the time.
And you know what's awesome about that? Did you do this on purpose because yesterday was April Fool's Day? Happy April Fool's Day.
Wait, that's not a prank.
There's
a real
bug.
There's a
cricket on the ground. It's April Fool's Day.
Grant is very humanely saving the cricket.
Very humanely saving the cricket. Crumpling up.
Stop.
Taking it outdoors.
Returning it back to its family.
Crumpling it up comfortably. Wow. Yesterday was April Fool's Day. Are you we're recording this ahead of April Fool's Day, but are you planning any pranks? Grant doesn't want us to tell people that, but I think they know
pranks.
Since the shirt I have on from the previous episode is leaking out of this hoodie.
I got pranks on pranks planned, and you boys better watch your backs.
We get a lot of crickets in this apartment, which I'm thankful for because never seen a spider. Never seen a spider, only crickets.
Wait, okay. Do crickets eat spiders?
Can I say?
Do I don't know, but
spiders?
You just think they're rivals, and this is cricket gang.
This is cricket territory. This is a cricket block. Wow,
the cricks,
bro. Yeah. You were trying to do that.
Yeah,
a,
no. Bleep that out. That was wrong.
Yeah,
that was wrong.
That puts us in dangerous territory.
No, I know.
I don't think people.
We'll change the subject.
Again,
we'll change
I said,
don't write a song.
Who do this.
Don't write a song. Right, should be saying what I said.
Yeah, I don't think we get to do that.
I will say that cricket, I don't feel saved by that cricket because that cricket just looked like a spider to me and I had the same fear.
It made you feel spidery?
Yeah.
But haven't you seen Pinocchio? Haven't you seen Mulan? The crickets are the good
James
guys.
James and the Giant Peach.
Is there a...
There is actually a spider who's kind of sexy.
Yeah, we've talked about that. But I mean, crickets, they're always the good guys. They're lucky.
Oh.
Jiminy?
Can you guys show me what they be doing with their legs? No, they rub the legs together.
Oh. Oh, I do cricket feet when I get in bed. Do you do cricket feet when you get in bed?
No.
When it's cold?
When I get in bed, I go to sleep like a grown up.
Grant whispered something to me that I don't know about. And I couldn't see it, but I think he can't repeat it. I still can't hear you. Okay. It's okay. Before we started, I'll ask you after. Before we started, or before we get super started today, I just want to read something that was said in the group thread recently. Two things. For the listener,
what group thread?
I'll tell you.
Okay.
Hey, the group thread. For the listener, thank you for listening. The group thread that we have about this, we have one group thread that includes some business people that is like the official Mom Said group thread. Mm-hmm. And then we have one that's just for the three of us. And it's called Idiot Group for Just Idiots.
Wait, did I spell that wrong?
Yes. And there is nothing funnier to me than the self-awareness
and the following into your own trap.
Idiot group for just adoits. So sometimes I'll be walking with my AirPods in.
Wait, I had no idea I spelled that wrong.
And Siri will be like, Grant said to idiot group for just adoits. Hey guys, what time are we starting today? Reply. And I'm like, don't reply to these adoits. But bro, adoits, dude. It's so dumb. Okay. So we're trying to figure out if we were going to eat together before we recorded this episode and what we were going to do. And Allie responds with, and there's a couple details that you're going to want to see. So maybe I'll send Grant this screenshot so he can put it on screen. We could eat before we start, says Gabe. Allie says, what do we want? Next text immediately. Sushi or meat?
Sushi or meat.
But also, sushi or meat.
Two roads diverged in a yellow wood.
Sushi or meat, space, question mark.
I always put a space in front of my question marks.
Why?
Always, 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 always.
Why?
I cannot stand the question mark touching the word. I don't like them bumped up to each other.
Tell me more about that. Unpack. Also, we have to circle back to sushi or meat. Keep going. You don't want it touching?
I always put a space in front of a question mark, not a period or an exclamation point necessarily, although I often do put a space in front of an exclamation point. I don't know why it started like 5 years ago. For work, I put the exclamation mark where it goes. Uh-huh. But in casual text, I will always put a space in front of the question mark.
What about it feels right?
I want you to see that it's a question, and I feel like if it's up against the word, it gets lost in the shuffle.
Oh, okay. I am very pro in your own daily life and in your own art and in your own writing and in your own whatever. The rules are made up, dude.
Right, totally. And
the rules are made up. Who cares?
Furthermore, probably made up by a man.
Yeah. Men. Speaking of, Grant puts the microphone up to his face, me trying to not associate myself, even though I am one.
Is using punctuation embarrassing?
No. Using punctuation is awesome and cool, but you got to use it in your own way.
What? Using a period.
You think it's embarrassing?
Using a period while you're texting is embarrassing.
No, periods, actually. Periods,
unless you're in a fight or trying to make a serious point.
No. Wrong, wrong, wrong. To me, not using punctuation is so fuckboy, it's crazy. Just like all these fuckboys don't use capitalization as well.
Yeah.
I'm like, grow up and text like you would text your mother.
Well, here's my thing.
It's like are these people, for the sake of being nonchalant.
Did these people turn the capitalization off? Or are they individually going back and backspacing the first letter and then retyping it to come across nonchalant?
Either way, it's like... Do you text your mother with those hands?
Do you text your mother with those thumbs? You text your grandmother with those fingers?
Listen, I know you care. Boys, I know you care.
Hey, boys.
So you don't have to put punctuation and you can keep all your letters lowercase, but we know you care.
She said... What are you... Okay.
Even though you don't use your grammar properly.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, whatever.
Type shit, you know? It's not a problem. Shit. I might slide through, no worries.
We know you care, though you don't ever capitalize or use a question mark. heaven forbid an exclamation point.
Nah, yeah, I haven't seen that though. But it sounds like a good show. I mean, you know, my roommate watches it, but I don't really got time for that. So, anyway.
You're not fooling anyone. We know you want love as much as the rest of us. So turn your capitalization back on your phone.
Yeah. Anyway, you know, I'll have a little bit of free time on Thursday, if you do anything, but if not, it's...
The thing you don't understand is that we'd rather you text us like you text your grandma or your professor at school. The way you're texting us is kind of pissing me off, and it makes me disinterested.
Hi, Grandma. Hope you're having a wonderful Saturday. I'm just out here in LA. Beautiful sunshine day. Here's a photo of me at Griffith Observatory. Anyway, can't wait to see you at Christmas time. I love you so much. Jacob.
Exactly. Exactly. Today, I want to talk about the concept of bonking heads.
Should we try it first?
Bonk? I don't want to bonk you. Get away from me. What the hell?
Are we bonking? Is it heads?
Yeah, we're bonking heads.
Okay, good. I couldn't see what it was. Or was that my, is that your hand? I couldn't see.
Do you remember the game we used to play?
Did we bonk heads or hands, Grant? What?
Remember the game we used to play when we had bunk
she
beds?
She wasn't mad enough. It was hand.
Remember the game we used to play when we had bunk beds?
Oh, is this a surprise to the listener that Allie and I used to share a how many minutes are we in? Enough that I can 11. Be really mad. We might shave some off the top, so I'll wait.
We used to share
a fucking bunk bed.
And there was a game that we played that now that I'm older, I realize I was really cheated on, which was...
I'm so sorry.
I used to put...
Remind me of something after.
Okay.
Go.
I used to put my foot up like... kick, and I would have to guess
what
body part I kicked under the bed. So I would like kick the bottom of his bed, and then I'd be like, I think that was your leg. And he would be like,
meanwhile, I'd be up on the bed, like over in the corner, like avoiding any possible kicking.
And I'd be like, I think that was your leg. And you'd be like, no, it's not.
No, impossible. Because she would have kicked nothing because I was like, slunked in the corner or like barely even off the bed, like doing the starfish on the four posts of the bed so that she wouldn't kick anything. And then
we
also
play that game for hours.
And then also
dude.
Probably lying to you.
Oh, definitely lying to me. Now that I'm older, I'm like, what would stop you from being like, no, that wasn't my leg.
No, that wasn't my leg.
Also, we
but
used
I do
to
like
get,
the integrity of games. When I do we like
had,
games.
Totally. You do yeah. care about games. We had allotted talk time every night.
We had talk time.
So my mom, she would put us to bed in our bunk beds and then she would be like, you have 30 minutes of talk time. And then we would talk for 30 minutes and then she'd come in and she'd be like, okay, talk time's over. And then we would play that game.
Where you just kick.
Where I'd be like, and we're supposed to, talk time is over. So we're not supposed to be talking. So I would kick.
But you're also
and
kicking.
Then I would be like.
You're also kicking in between the slats, right? Like in between the wood slats.
And then I would be like.
Dude, okay. So this bunk
like,
bed.
That was your back. And you'd be like.
No, it was my thigh. It was my knee.
Before our attention spans were ruined by our phones.
It feels like something I feel in my spirit like I once or twice had snuck onto my dresser fully off the bed.
I believe
that. Right.
I believe that.
Okay, so this what I remembered was that this the actual physical bunk bed itself was hand-me-down from a mom and pup-up.
Yeah.
Because it was dad's bunk bed from when he was little, or pup-ups or something.
Something like that.
Also, I'm zooming out of my body saying pup-up because sometimes when you, that's what we call him. But sometimes when you say it.
It's my dad's dad. My
dad's
grandpa,
dad.
On my dad's
our pop's pop. Yeah. It sometimes when you say it though, you zoom out of your own body.
Can I tell you something that's going to blow your minds?
Yeah.
I still have the stairs from that bunk bed.
You have the ladder.
Stairs, the wooden ladder.
Well, what I was going to say was...
Ladder, I guess.
The thing that kept the...
Stairs for the bunk bed.
Stairs for the bunk bed, bro. It's called a ladder. What kept the person on the top bunk that like protected them inside the bunk, you know what I mean? Like the don't fall out thing, used to be a sign that used to say like, hop along Cassidy or something.
Right.
It was a Hopalong Cassidy themed bunk bed from like 1960.
And it was solid wood.
And it was solid wood.
1960 zoot zoot.
Because I had no idea when it was. Could have been the 1920s.
It was
who
from
knows.
1960.
It was before it survived the Great Depression. What happened to that sign though? Because it was kind of fire.
I'm sure it's in the trash.
Hopalong Cassidy was a character in a TV show?
I could never even begin to decipher what that is.
It was. I know it was like an entity, like Pee Wee Herman. That right. was maybe a bad example.
Totally. But
it was a. It was. It. He was a cowboy of some kind, sort of a James Bond.
Hey, Gabe. Absolutely.
Yeah, totally.
So what I wanted to talk about was the concept of bunking heads because...
You said bunking. You said bunking heads.
Bonking heads because I feel like bonking was a really big part of the zeitgeist when we were, get your head away from me, dude. Oh my God, my elbow just cracked when I pushed you away.
In a good way?
No.
Why?
Because it's busted up.
I thought it fixed.
Ish. So anyway... I wanted to talk about the concept of bonking heads because bonking heads used to be a major part of the zeitgeist. We were constantly bonking.
Oh, when you're running? I think it's because we're doing less running.
Wait, hold on. Go. I just want to know if the world's bonking less or if bonking is for kids.
Bonking is for kids.
You think?
Silly
because
rabbit.
I'm not hearing.
Silly rabbit, bonking is for kids.
No, I know, but I'm not hearing about anyone bonking heads.
Well, I've
really.
Heard America's below the bonking replacement rate, if you know what I'm talking about.
No, you can't chime in with your own joke.
People need to be doing more bonking.
Yeah, amen. Amen. We're losing a lot of boomers and we're not doing enough bonking to replace them. You know what I mean?
I have two friends that bonked heads in the car the other day and I was like...
Oh yeah, hot.
I was like...
clarify from now on, please.
Because bonk...
Okay, what I'm talking about is when your head bumps into another head and then you go like this. Ow, no. We bonked.
Yeah. They genuinely, why? So did they crash? Did someone crash? Did they hit a speed bump too hard?
We were like hit a speed bump. Yeah. And
why did you hit it that hard?
We weren't the ones driving.
Ubi.
Yeah.
You were in an Ubi.
Ubi Scooby.
Okay. Do you ever rate an Uber driver less than 5?
No. I actually
did. You did?
I did.
Story time.
When I was in Chicago for St. Patrick's Day, shout out the Green River. I'll put a picture Shout of me with the Green River right here.
Out.
Wait, is it possible to put the live photo up or no?
I love
his little hairs are blowing in the wind in his live photo.
Hairs are blowing in the wind. It's so good.
I think you could.
Okay. Anyway.
I got into an Uber. First of all, it was black. Uber. A black an Uber. Well, okay.
Okay. The car was an Uber black. Yes.
I ordered an Uber black. And you can request the temperature and the talking preferences on an Uber Black.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, I want it cold and I don't want to talk, which is me, right?
Obviously. Yeah, that's great. That actually, by the way, should be your Twitter bio.
I want it cold and I don't want to talk.
That's really good. That's really good. We should all put them on there.
I get in the car and she's talking. So I'm already pissed, right? I get in the car. It's too hot and it's taking way too long to cool down. Right? Mm-hmm. And I normally wouldn't care, but I paid extra for this Uber Black. And by extra, I mean it was like $3 extra. So I was like, might as well get the Uber Black.
Yeah.
And so it's taking wait. She's talking. It's taking way too long to get cool. I'm like literally sweating, but I didn't want to put the window down because I'm like, whatever.
Because you're like, I paid $3. I paid $3.
Exactly. So you better get it right. Yeah.
She almost hits a pedestrian on the way to our...
That's awesome.
That's wild.
Like literally, like in a left turn, you know, like... You know when you're turning left and like, but the people can also walk on the left side.
Yep.
Anyway.
Yep.
Almost hit a pedestrian and just like didn't give fuck. So that was the first time ever where I gave her 3 out of 5 stars instead of 5 out of 5 stars.
3 out of 5. Yeah. Almost hit a pedestrian and you gave 3 out of 5?
Well, really 3 out of 5 is 0, you know?
Yeah. If it's not 5.
Yeah.
If I'm not going to give 5, I'm just not going to rate. Do you know what I mean? I just don't do the rating. We did give like a 1 star once. We had a guy, Lauren and I had a guy in Toronto mount a curb to go faster to where
That's
we were going.
Awesome.
We
were Are going, you kidding? You should have given him 17 stars.
It should have been, oh my God.
If you wanted to get there,
Lauren
got
was
you there.
Not, yeah. Thank God we made it 2 minutes earlier to the climbing gym.
Hey, thank God.
Are people still climbing or did that just happen in your early 20s?
No, people climb.
That's high risk bonk.
Totally. Climbing to your early 20s is bunking to your fives.
Huh?
Climbing to your early 20s is bunking to your fives.
Oh, an activity that exists only in that era of life.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying you're going to bonk and then like mentally go back to five. Like climbing your 20s is bonking to your fives. You know what I'm saying?
You're at
because
risk,
you're falling.
You're at yeah. risk of bonking back to your fives.
I would never joke about bonking to your fives that way because some people do get in accidents and bonk to their fives. That's really sad. To bonk yeah, to your fives.
It's possible to bonk to your fives. Got to be careful. On belay. Belay on. Climbing. Climb on. Those are what you say.
And thank you, Gabe.
Yeah, I'm just letting y'all know, just in case you're in a situation where you need the belay to be on.
Can I talk about something else that I wanted to talk about?
Are we done with bonking?
Do you have something to say about bonking?
Well,
I have something to say about bonking. I haven't bonked my head in a long time, maybe 10 years, right?
Uh-huh.
Into anything or anyone?
No, with another head.
Have you bonked your head into something else?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, you bonked your head in the car.
Yeah, like whatever.
Yeah.
But bonking heads with another human being is such a specific feeling.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Yes.
You know what I'm talking
yes.
about?
Yes.
It's kind of
yes.
rings.
It's so like,
yes.
both the skulls are so hard.
Yes.
And you feel like a little squish of the skull skin.
Yes.
You know what
yes.
I'm talking
yes.
about?
Yes.
It's Ew.
Such a unique experience
yes.
to bonk heads with another person.
It's Ew. Also, it's also.
And you're like, I think my skull just cracked every time.
Every time.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. And I don't know about you, but when I hit my head, I'm immediately mad.
Oh, yeah.
Immediately mad.
Oh, yeah.
And when you bonk heads, even if it's not that person's fault, even if it's your fault, I'm mad at whoever that was for a lot of minutes.
Yeah, totally.
Yesterday, or in the desert, you know how when someone has their knees locked, you go up behind them and like kick their knee and they like buckle over? Yeah. And the fourth sibling did that to me and I was so mad instantly.
Yeah, just one of course. Those.
My knees she buckled and I was...
She kicked your knees
Yeah, I was
out?
Like, are we fucking six?
Six?
Yeah. Yeah. And I was so mad immediately yeah. for 3 seconds. And
that's
then it was immediately...
So funny. Yeah. I can't believe she did that. That's so funny.
That's such a bold and brave thing to do at our ripe age.
Well, I thought about bonking because you and Mish were both wearing Detroit hats and they... get your head away from me for real. They were... Grant and Mish were both wearing Detroit hats and they cheersed their hats.
Okay, you sent me this video. I love a hat
Which
cheers.
Was just like a little, I posted it on my story, I didn't send it to you, but that's nice that you felt that was for you.
Oh.
They cheersed their hats, which was like a little side bonk. It was so cute. And
that
then I was
charming.
Like, remember bonking?
I do remember bonking.
You just received my Instagram story in the way that Grandpa receives my Instagram stories,
yeah,
which is that he says, I never tell him where I am.
Yeah.
He's like, you send me tons of videos and
you never tell me where you are. It's so good. Thanks, Grandpa.
Sweet boy.
Sweet man.
The other thing that I wanted to talk about, and then I'm good for the rest of our time. I'll just sit quietly.
Okay. Let the record reflect. I'll do what you do. Chat. You know what I mean?
I don't like how you do that.
Oh.
Which reminds me.
Should I try again?
We do need to do a ranking of the brothers.
Yeah. We also need to do a public apology.
Right. Sorry. So for the last episode, I forgot to rank my brothers.
We fully forgot the ranking
and
of the
I'm
brothers.
I'm so sorry for doing that.
In an episode where Allie talked about the workload as well. Allie talked about how Grant does all the work. Gabe plays the piano for her. And you had one job to remember. The ranking of the brothers.
That's my job?
Yeah, dude. What else is your job? Don't answer that.
Okay.
Don't answer that.
I'll keep to myself. So yeah, I mean, I guess.
Apologies.
I could apologize
really
for not ranking
the
brothers. And whoever wins first this time gets double points.
Can we play double it or give it to somebody else? Double it or give it to the other brother. You know what I mean?
Can I bring up this random thing before we... rank the brothers.
Yeah, dude. That's what the podcast is, okay. Bro.
Whatever you wish. I didn't know that the girlies, I learned a new beauty trick, and that is you put eye drops in before you like go to an event to reduce all redness in your eyes, and you make them white and pearly and shiny and more attractive.
I didn't know that.
That's what the girlies be doing.
Because bars are smoky and because
no,
they're getting high or what?
Your eyes, it's like you're... like the final little touch up of your makeup is putting eye drops in it because
no
it makes your eyes
way.
Super white.
I'm not doing that, but
no
I'm
way.
Kind of like naturally electric. So
yeah, sure.
I'm kind of naturally electric.
But I didn't know about that one. I thought that was interesting.
That is a cute idea.
Yeah.
And eyes to are have a big
bright,
deal.
Shiny, like brat doll eyes.
I only have one move when I'm flirting with a guy, and it's to look up at him. That's my only move.
It works. Right. So when you're with a short king, you like squat down and you're like, hold on a second. Gabe, hold on a second.
Gabe.
And then you look up at him like that.
Yes.
Literally.
That is the one and only strategy, is to get lower than the guy and then look up.
Why does that?
I don't know. It just always works.
They want to feel tall and big.
Yeah. I think they feel big.
They feel like big, handsome, strong guy. Mm-hmm. Strong like.
And I didn't have to do that much work. All I had to do was look up.
Yeah, that is low effort, high impact.
And then if you have fake eyelashes on, the whole thing is even more dramatic, which Hell I do yeah. currently for the girls. I have 10.
You can't hear 10, it on the microphone, but 12, when she every time she blinks, it's going
14. That's right.
Yeah.
And don't you forget it.
I won't. I can't.
So the thing I wanted to talk about was also. Oh wait, no, we have to rank the brothers. Yeah, da da da.
Okay, I don't take away my one job.
Sorry. One of my brothers is better than the other. This week it's double points, so you better wish it's you. You're gonna be blown away by the name of the brother I say. One of my brothers better than the other. It's the ranking of the brothers. This week, number one brother is Gabe Gibbs.
Whoa. And thank you for your support on that, Grant.
And that is solely for the reason that you haven't been around enough to piss me off. And Grant was. Grant and I spent the day together yesterday, and he called me crazy twice. So
that sounds right.
So
really, chat, am I wrong?
Stop talking to the chat.
Chat, you're the only one who can talk to chat.
I'm the only one who talks to the chat.
Oh, okay. You're the only one who can talk to the chat.
Don't talk to the chat.
Okay, well, we won't talk to chat, but I'm honored by this, but it sounds like the rules are just stay out of Dodge and then you might end up being top brother.
No, sometimes you do something awesome, like when you got us that, like when you got us that Uber at the Grammys.
That was a good move.
Yeah.
What about a niece? Do I get points for that? Or yeah. Lauren's really doing all the work.
But either way, the week that you give... With that week that you give birth to your niece, I'll make you the top brother.
Hell yeah. It might be soon,
or whenever
dude.
We record after you gave birth to the niece.
Grant is bringing in some blackberries.
Thanks.
Wow.
For the blackberry.
Thanks, dude.
Okay, so
so he's pandering to be top brother next week.
So the thing I wanted to talk about also
we don't
was,
get to revel in the fact that I was top brother this week.
We didn't really do anything to become...
Yeah, but
I didn't Gabe did call me in his costume for work.
Oh, bro. I have a mustache.
He looks so stupid for real. So that was really fun. He FaceTimed me with a wig on and a blonde wig at that. And you don't look that bad blonde.
In this job that
I'm
doing.
It sort of suits you.
In this job that I'll still be doing while we're recording this. Uh-huh. Or when this comes out. I play six different guys.
Whoa.
I wear three or four different wigs.
I'm
it's
playing
so
six
fun.
Different guys right now, if you know what I mean.
Am I right? Am I right? Am I right?
Shawty.
Allie, do you ever lie about yourself when you're flirting at bars?
What do you mean? Like make up something outright?
Like just make up. Yeah, make up like what you do for work or where you live or whatever.
No, I'm so interesting on my own.
Okay, but I didn't know if that'd be like, I feel like that's something you would do for fun because it's like a fun creative
task.
Oh,
no, yeah, you know what? I was just saying this to someone the other day. I really struggle to lie.
No, even if it's like fun creative.
Yeah, I feel guilty when I'm
but
lying.
But you wouldn't do like an April Fool's Day, like go out to a bar and pretend to be British the whole night.
No, that's not my flavor of like goofery.
Yeah. What's your flavor of goofery?
Well.
This?
Well, we're sort of doing it right now. Yeah.
Oh, right. The whole thing that we're doing right now.
The other thing is like I can be really sort of regular, but I can also be like really wow, wow, wow.
I have
and
that.
I choose how much of that gets out.
Yeah, I do have that same gear. I do have that same gear too. I've been letting it out quite a lot in this. We've been in tech, which don't talk to me. I'm in tech.
Don't talk to me. I haven't had my coffee yet.
Talk to me.
Is it 9 o'clock?
I'm in tech. Mommy needs her wine. I've been in tech and it's like 10-hour days of standing on your feet and running the same moment over and over and over. And so it has been gremlin hour every hour. We've all just like, we look at each other and it's like going crazy. But it actually is my favorite part of doing theater again.
There's something really...
Chaos. Where we're all holding in that little chaos monster because it's so...
There's something really fun about that. You don't get that in the corporate world. No one lets me be a gremlin in the corporate world.
Totally.
I have to come to the meeting like this. Welcome, everyone. And here's this blah, blah, blah.
That's truly the joy of... Somebody asked if I'm enjoying doing theater again in a professional setting. And I said, yeah. Why are we taking it so seriously? You guys, this is college.
Asked you if you're enjoying doing theater again? What a boring question.
One of my friends in the cast was like, are you looking being back in theater? And I'm like, yeah, of course. It's fun. It's adult summer camp.
It's stupid, yeah.
It's so, and it's everyone, extremely stupid. The thing I don't like is when we take it too seriously. It seriously because we want to take it, like do a good job. Right. But when we're all like, I'm like, y'all, there's so many things. Could be joyful if y'all would just let it.
Yeah.
That's true for a lot of things.
We could be joyful right now if we wanted to.
If you just let it. You know what I mean?
Joyful, joyful, we adore thee, God of glory, Lord of love.
Oh, hearts unfold like flowers before me.
We partially stopped because we were being annoying and partially because I don't think either of us knew the next words to the songs.
Oh. Hearts unfold like flowers before thee.
Glory to the Lord of love.
What is it?
For some reason, deep parts of my brain is something high above.
Yeah, God above, high above, Lord of love.
Whatever. Okay, so there's this phenomenon online that I'm getting advertised to for like spring dresses, summer dresses. And this has been happening for years where the girls, they're like, look at this dress. How cutie is this? Also, stop saying cutie, but all good. I can get over that. They're like, how cutie is this dress? Like, blah, blah, blah. And girls, it has pockets. You've seen this, right?
Yeah.
When girls are like, it has pockets. This dress has pockets. And women all across the globe are getting overly excited about a dress with pockets, to which I have always said, because I too have had dresses with pockets, why do you want these pockets so badly? What are you putting in these pockets?
And also, when you put something in the pockets of a dress, doesn't it throw off the flow of the dress?
Yes. Dangles all around. Yeah, it jingles all around your leg. If you put your phone in your dress pocket, it's slapping up against your leg while
it's
you walk.
My equivalent is like when you have loose, like when they used to have big basketball shorts. If you had your keys in your big basketball shorts, they're like
swanging. That thing swanging.
That thing swanging.
And that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Why are we as women collectively losing our cool, absolutely geeking out about pockets in a dress? To which I say, show me what you do with those pockets. We don't need them.
Also, there's something about it.
Put
that's
the money into better boning in the corset.
Yeah. Put that money or into better the, boning.
Or making the boobs taller.
Make the boobs taller.
Hey, forget those pockets. Make the boobs taller.
There's something like Regency, coming out of Regency era, like finally a dress with some pockets.
I know, like,
Daddy,
I could
read a book and have a dress with some pockets.
It's ludicrous.
Like, you're like, okay, what is going on?
And I've seen, I'm not kidding, hundreds of times a woman shove her hand in the pocket of a dress and be like, and it has pockets. I'm like, girls, get a grip.
That
you
is
have
insane.
A bag. You can wear pants.
That is insane.
You don't need your shit dangling around your legs.
It is insane.
Slangin'.
It is sort of the...
And you'll notice it now every time. I mean, you guys probably don't get ads for dresses to your phones, but good God, all day long, these girls are screaming about the pockets of these dresses.
And are they cute though?
It doesn't matter. That's not the point. The point is pockets. We don't need pockets in dresses. I'll say it.
Yeah, because what are, I'm totally with you.
You know what we need? Tampons in public restrooms.
Amen.
Take the money you're using to put pockets in dresses and invest in putting tampons in public restrooms. I'm sick of bleeding out and I'd rather have the tools I need. Don't put a pocket in my dress. What would I even put in that besides a button or a love note?
A button or a love note.
That's the only two things light enough I can think of to put
a thimble
in a besides my thimble.
Or a whisper.
I will say.
Is everyone flossing properly?
Great cue. We did just start two different things. You said, I will say, and Grant said, is everyone flossing properly?
I just want to say one last thing about the dresses and pockets thing is that I introduced this subject to Annie and I was like, what do you think that's all about? And she was like, well, I feel socially awkward when I'm out, so I like somewhere to put my hands.
What? Cross your arms, bro.
Totally.
Cross your arms. Put your hands behind your back. Do the YMCA. You'll be
fine. I just don't know anything about social anxiety, if I'm being honest. So I just took her word for it.
I get it.
Yeah. Are we flossing properly? Probably not.
I'm flossing all the time. Here's what I want to say about
all
this.
All the time?
I'm going to sidestep flossing and say, oh, I've been obsessed with flossing lately.
Yeah, because you have those little throwaway ones.
I have the throwaway ones. Yeah. I'm not helping the environment, but I am helping my hygiene.
You can get them biodegradable, and I have them.
We've tried.
What do you mean you've tried?
No, wait. What are you talking about?
Biodegradable flossable things.
Oh, yeah. We have those.
Yeah, that's what I have.
The ones I have right now are not because I panic bought. I know. Here's what I want to say. The people who make Q-tips or Kleenex, the people who make Q-tips need to partner up with Apple. Here's why. I clean my ears with Q-tips regularly.
Not supposed to, but keep going.
I know. I put them in there, make sure it's all clean. I pull the Q-tip out, usually looks pretty clean.
Right.
I put my AirPods in for 1 second.
Right.
Earwax. How is that happening?
Where is the earwax manifesting?
In the AirPod.
In like the little speaker area, the little middle bit.
I have the pros, brag. So the rubber part on the inside of the rubber part.
Nasty.
Agree. And I'm cleaning my ears all the time and they look fine. And then the second I put my AirPods in, all of a sudden my ears are like, oh, we've been gross the whole time. I'm like, what?
So
I've been trying to take care of that.
You feel like the designers at Apple should invent the Q-tip that pulls out the wax the same way that the headphone does.
Bingo bango.
You know, they listen.
They do listen. And I'm giving you that one for free because I need it. Because I don't want my AirPods to be nasty. That's why I put a Q-tip in there.
But when you think about ear cleaning tech, there are
other options.
There are little cameras that you can put in your ear. Grant has one.
Grant has one and we put it in and my ears are usually clean. My ears are clean. We can do it after this. We should do it on an episode.
No,
once.
Why? How about we do it and put the photos up?
That's
now?
What I mean. That's
okay,
what I mean.
After this, we're gonna do it, and then here's the photo of Gabe's ear. Here's the photo of my ear.
This feels bold.
Here's the photo of Grant's ear.
Gabe, have you ever thought about getting a second pair of AirPods that strictly is for ear cleaning purposes, and then you have a listening AirPod set?
That's how you know you rich.
he's got those hygiene pods and those AirPods. Yeah, just a pair that you throw in, you listen to a little bit of Radiohead to suck out the goop.
Can I tell you?
You go on about your day.
I lost one of my AirPods on a bike ride 6 months ago.
Brutal.
And I just use one AirPod now.
Wait, here's also my question. You didn't notice right away when it flew off your head?
Okay, so what happened was I stopped my bike. I got off it. I threw my loose AirPods into the basket.
Bro, what?
I know I made a mistake. What? You don't have to tell me I made a mistake. Clearly, I've been dealing with the consequences of my actions for like 6 months now.
I'm going to do the ranking of the sister. That was bad. Bad.
Okay.
You're in second place.
Who suffers the consequences? Me. So whatever. No worries. I listen on one ear now. I have over-the-ear headphones. That's what I use on the airplane. The AirPods are for phone calls only. And it's cool.
But do you use those? What do you use on the bike?
Pretty much exclusively, I use AirPods now on the bike. And that's the only time I use them. And
that's because a safety.
I have to wear my helmet.
But also a safety thing because you're supposed to be able to hear.
That's not at all what I was going for. It's more just that I can't wear the over-the-head headphones while I have my helmet on.
You've seen those headphones that shake your jawbone, basically? Like they go on to like right here and they... And you're not... It's not in your ears.
Sorry, what?
Yeah. The audio quality isn't that good, but it's so safe and it's like good for city walking. It's good for biking. It's good for like keeping awareness. Runners.
I will say with biking, I'm almost always just biking on the bike path. So as far as vehicles go, I'm pretty safe.
Sure.
And as far as men who want to steal me go, I'm faster than their asses.
Yeah.
Unless they have a motorbike, in which case I didn't stand a chance whether I could hear them coming or not.
Yeah.
If you motorbike chase me and I'm on my pedal bike, oh, I don't even want to think about that.
Oh, yeah. They're going to get you.
They're going to get me.
If they got an e-bike coming to get you. All the famous men saying, going back and forth on their e-bikes.
My friend was saying up 30-year-olds. The other day that they keep a switchblade in their car in case anything happens, to which I said,
what?
Don't do that.
What one of your friends?
No, I know.
Has a switchblade in.
And
them?
And if I told you who it was, you'd be like, "That's crazy." And I said to them,
"Would I believe it?
If you told me who it was, you would believe it, and you would be like, they're crazy for that."
Damn.
But the point is, if someone is close enough to you that you have to shank them with a knife, they're also close enough to just grab it out of your little hand.
Okay. Okay,
and use it on you. Get a taser.
We Ted Hewlett. Shout out Ted Hewlett, who taught stage combat at Emerson College. Great guy. He was one of the pirates in Hook. Isn't that cool?
He sat on my back once while I was doing a stretch, and it hurt so bad, but it made me stretch the deepest I've ever stretched.
Yeah,
I'll never forget it.
He's incredible. One of our favorite educators of all time.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
He told me. One of his sentences about, first of all, he's like, obviously this is stage combat. None of you know how to fight. Please don't do any actual fighting. This isn't real martial arts.
Don't you losers and nerds think you know how to fight?
But then we were talking about, we did a day on knives and on like the combat of that and how that works. And he said, there's a phrase about knives that is, the winner of the knife fight dies in the hospital.
Oh.
Implying...
Nobody
if
wins.
There's a knife involved, it's bad, bad, bad. Just run away. Like if two people have a knife, there's
okay,
no
so
way
this
you
is
come
what I was trying to say. I'm validating friend. Your point. I was like, you do not need to pull out a switchblade at any time in your life.
Agree. Because all
even
you've
if you're
done,
being attacked,
unless you are on stage in West Side Story, you don't need a switchblade because all you've done is add a knife to the equation.
Right. That's why a taser can tase the other person. Incapacitate them, and then you can run.
Is this person practicing with the switchblade, or they just have it there?
No.
I can't wait to hear the name after.
Incapacitate someone. Are you talking about a taser that literally shoots across a distance?
I'm talking about, I have a thing that's like this.
Yeah, they're just going to grab that and use it on you.
No, not if I get to them first. And then they're like this.
It doesn't pass you out.
And they're like this. And then they're...
I think this is the same situation
frozen.
As the knife.
It's the same as the knife because it's not, I don't think it's strong enough to like really zippity doo dah. It's not going to zippity bing bing that hard.
I think it does. It makes you frozen in time.
Do you have it with you right now?
I don't have a taser.
We're not going to turn this into Jackass, but I was like, you should tase one of us because there's no way it makes you
next
foam
episode,
at the mouth. Tune in next time.
I will bring a taser.
Tune in next time.
Absolutely tase one of you.
Tune in next time where we clean each other's ears. POV, you're an ear. We clean each other's ears. We tase each other. Wow,
he said POV, you're an ear.
Ellie, have you thought about just keeping the blicky on you?
No. Next question.
Ellie, have you thought about having a gun? No.
Because next here's what's question. Cool about the blicky.
This is...
No, we're not doing this. We're actually not doing this. We can't be doing this.
Let him go. Let him go.
I was just going to say, here's what's cool about the blicky.
No, it's not. I actually don't want to do this.
Let him go. Let him go. We can cut later.
You don't have to get close to your opponent.
That's true about guns.
When am I going to have an opponent? That's what I want to know.
Okay, this is my
when
favorite.
You least expect it.
This is my favorite. This is my favorite Vic Willis quote. Our friend Vic Willis, who is a friend of ours. This keep is going. So
just,
hard.
Just say the quote.
Yeah, I'll just say the quote. Our grandfather was talking about guns and talking about wanting to defend. You know, I have every right to defend my house and to whatever, and yeah. I can own whatever I want. His speech about guns. And our friend Vic Willis looks at our grandfather and goes, "How many enemies do you have?"
That's the thing.
It's my
How many
favorite.
Enemies do you have?
How many enemies do you have?
I don't have any enemies except for those who know who they are and
will not be named,
and we will never physically fight. We'll only fight with psychological warfare.
And likes and comments on the internet.
Like and subscribe.
Likes and subscribers.
No. My enemies aren't on the internet.
They're not?
Not on mine.
My enemies are on the internet.
Really?
No. Everyone's been kind to me lately.
Do you remember that I've been getting called
Josh Groban lately.
Bummer.
People are like, why is Josh Groban on my timeline?
He's really successful, Josh Groban.
Yeah, he does well.
And rich.
Yeah.
But do you remember that one time when you posted that video about lasagna and people told you to kill yourself? I'm so sorry that happened to you, but can I say, as your sister, I can't think of a funnier prank on your ass.
Happy April Fool's Day.
Happy April Fool's Day.
Happy April
Gabe
Fool's
posted
Day.
An ad for, and it was like him making lasagna. And it got to a corner of the internet where they just, I guess, hate Gabe's face or hate lasagna or whatever. And they roasted his ass in the comments.
It was tough.
Hated his guts in the comments.
People hate ads. That's mostly what it is.
I think that's why.
People hate like corny ads.
Yeah, people watch it. People.
Well, you didn't write the ad. But also collecting the Yaper, so it's all good.
Yeah, come on now.
Yaper?
Paper. Money.
Oh.
Grant's out here saying blicky.
No, you have to stop. No, you really do have to stop. Just
our target audience running away.
Absolutely sprinting
well,
out of
yeah,
the room.
Well, yeah, nobody, I mean, whatever.
We had someone come up to you at my show the other day who you hadn't met, who was a listener.
You guys.
That was your first experience in that,
that
way,
was
right?
So fun. If you ever see me out in public.
Say hi. Say hi. Tell us.
Well, also, most of you I know in real life. Hey, you guys. But for those of you that I don't know in real life, hey, you guys also.
I actually, by the way, most is no longer people you know.
Really?
For sure. We don't have to say numbies out loud, but for sure, it's not most people
guys,
that we know personally.
Hi. Come find me in Los Angeles. I hang out at the coffee shops. I'm writing in my journal and typing on my laptop. Come find me in Los Angeles. I'm hiking at the park. Come say hello. And if you do it in front of my friends, they'll think I'm famous.
That would be a blessing, huh?
Imagine
to have your friends think you're famous.
If your friends think you're famous, that would be so cool.
Wouldn't it be so cool to have your friends think you're famous?
I don't even care if I'm famous toward people I don't know, but to be famous toward my friends?
Dude, a joy.
They would say this. Whoa.
You
and I would
homies,
say this. Yeah, I know.
You want the homies thinking you sus-hayus.
Yeah.
You have sus-hayus. Okay, wait. So what happened?
He said, I'm a fan of your podcast. And I said, shut up. No, you're not. Because I didn't believe him.
But we genuinely wish if you see us in the streets, if you see us on the digital streets or the analog
streets.
Yeah. If you see us on the streets.
Bring me a hot dog.
That's it. Here's what I'll say.
If you see us on the streets, bring me a hot dog.
If you see me on the streets within 10 weeks of this episode coming out, and I don't know you personally, I'll give you $50.
$50, bro?
You know what you could do with $50 in this day and age?
We should make that a clip, because then we could have it go viral on the internet, and Grant would go bankrupt.
Which would be hilarious.
We love to cripple our family members financially. We love to cripple them. It's a perfect April Fool's Day prank.
I have a burp.
You just whispered April Fool's Day. Like you saw the ghost of April Fool's Day.
I was actually trying to sing, but I had a burp stuck in my throat.
Don't.
And I didn't.
Let it all out. Get it out.
Chat, before we started recording, Gabe did the longest fart I've ever heard.
Why would we say that?
Out loud. Why into would we the say room, that? And then just made us all stand here in it.
No, I didn't make you all. I didn't say, where now would we sit. Go? Now sit and smell what you've done.
You did it in the common space. And now where were we supposed to go?
No, I did it in a transitional space. I did it in the doorway to Grant's room because I was on my way there. And on my way there, I realized.
The doorway to Grant's room is a transitional space.
It's also stopped in the transitional yeah. space to fart instead of continuing.
Well, because.
To fart into the room we were all in.
It had to happen. And I didn't know if it was a one that I could keep walking during. Or I had to be stationary.
Shut up. That's so whack.
If I had to be stationary.
That is truly completely whack.
Bro. Oh my gosh.
It was horrible for me to experience. I'm a really busy woman. I'm in high demand. For you to fart in my area is completely disrespectful.
And that is on me. I'm
in my 30s, Gabe.
I was in so many doctor's offices today.
Not for you.
No, but I'm saying I can't fart in doctor's offices.
Some could argue that's the one place you can fart.
No, because you know that the second you fart, you're going to hear. You know what I mean? That's them coming in.
Right.
That's them checking your files
understood.
And going.
I understood what you meant. Hi. Can't you also, just fart quietly like women do?
Yeah, but okay. It's not just about the sound. It's about there's other elements to a fart. We have to get off this subject. I will say this again today. Shout out to the doctor. I won't say your name. We're loving her, Lauren's baby doctor.
Yeah.
Loving her. She's a delight. She's calm, cool, collected.
How old does she seem?
36.
Whoa, young woman in STEM.
Yeah, she's cool. She seems ambitious too, in like a way that I'm like,
wow, I love ambition.
She's going to write a book someday. She all the time enters the room this way. She enters the room, sees Lauren, and then sees me after that. And here's how it goes. Hi, Lauren. How you doing? Hey.
Oh, she doesn't care about you at
all.
Doesn't
care about me. Doesn't know my name.
Yeah, whatever. Why would she?
Agree.
And by the way, get used to it.
Yeah. No, I'm not offended. But now I've clocked it, and now I'm loving it. I'm loving it. I'm ready for it.
Doesn't care if you live or die. This is a woman in STEM. This is a young woman in STEM, an OBGYN. She dedicated her life to serving women. You are ancillary.
Dude, and I'm in there in ripped jeans with my tattoos out, looking like sloppy doo-doo head, disgracing her medical practice.
That's what she's written on her chart.
She's like, Lauren, she's written
beautiful
husband,
Lauren,
sloppy doo-doo head.
Beautiful Lauren and sloppy doo-doo head. Here came in for a visit today. Here lies sloppy doo-doo head on your tombstone when you die. No, we'll call you Gabe when you die.
We'll call you Gabe when you die.
We'll say, here lies a guy who played the guitar.
Here lies a guy who played the guitar. Here lies a guy who would clear the living room
with his fart.
Yeah, his fart. Here lies a guy who had his tattoos out at the OBGYN, BGYN, OBGYN.
And when I die, what will it say on my tombstone?
Yep. Here lies a girl who needed an hour to get the crazy out.
No.
You don't like that?
No, say something nice
here
about me.
Here lies a girl who never needed to sleep, not ever. Here lies a girl who would go to dinner at 10:30 p.m.
Here lies a girl who has 95% sleep efficiency.
Here lies a girl who loves to find mutual friends. Here lies a girl who's ranking her brother.
Do you think your sleep efficiency when you're dead is 100%?
Game, don't know, because you're not recovering.
That's totally true. Thank you. See you next week.
Oh my gosh. Wait. I don't get to tell everyone that I'm so thankful that they listen. Thank you so much for listening.
No, you do that too much.
I do it too much, but I really...
They get that you're thankful
for
them. No,
but I really am. It's so much fun, and we're so glad, and we love having you guys.
And
thank you so much. And there's no hit it, so it's just a cut. It's just a cut whenever it happens.
Bye.
Thank you so much.
No, seriously, we have to say goodbye. No, seriously, you're going to have to cut it like right here.
We got to go.